and important.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I don't know if I look tired, but I had a great, I have a surprise. I don't want to, it's already done, you know, but just know today, sometime soon you may see me on a, on a nice big network. So it's already done, already did what we had to do. Let's just see if they're going to keep it or not. And, you know, so it was a good, it was a good day today. Here we go. So shout out to AD. Hold on, let me pause that. Shout out to, thank you, Kenitha. Kenitha. Oh, why did I do that? Yeah, it was definitely nice. They reached out and shit. And you know when you have to do something the next day, you can't sleep. So I lost a lot of sleep. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But I got it done, and everything went well. I'll say that. All right, let's get right to it. So here is, hold on. Okay, what's going on now? Hold up. I'm not tripping. Hold on. Okay. There it is right there. All right, let me play this. Yo. All right, let me play this. Let's get into it. This is where Adam calls into the show.
Yes. What's the deal?
What's up, Adam?
Hello, Constigator.
What's the word, bro?
What's the word? How y'all living?
We're living good. We're trying to get to the bottom of this, man. What's up with you?
I don't know. I just scarfed down some steak. I couldn't even wait for it to digest to call in to the stream.
Well, was that a joke?
Yeah.
Well, actually. We're trying to see what's up with you, though.
So yeah,
what's up with you and the Tuesday shit with AD? What happened?
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I talked to AD about this earlier, and I expressed my sincere regret about the fact that he had to find...
Are you tired of shoveling snow? Well, come to beautiful San Leandro, California. Hi, I'm Abdul Fridgen with the San Leandro Police Department, and I welcome you and encourage you to go to wearourblue.org to learn more about this amazing city and the wonderful job opportunities we have for you. Thank you.
And out about anything critical that I had to say about him at all in such a, you know, terrible way. Because, you know, the thing that, like, okay, the thing that was fucked up that I said was the thing about I'm sick of hearing the same fucking four jokes every week or some shit like that. That was, like, the rude thing that I said to Lush that I probably wouldn't have said to AD's face necessarily in that way. Even though, to be fair, that is kind of like...
Yeah, let me give you some context for those who don't watch the show. And to be honest, I don't even watch the show. But let me give you some context for some who's that's not in the loop. First of all, y'all know Adam 22 from No Jumper. I really don't watch that show. I only knew this guy that you see right here is in the front. This is AD. I think this is forgot his name. Something, whatever, but those are his dudes that, you know, that was rocking with him, and T-Rail, and there's a female. Again, I really don't follow at all. I don't watch No Jumper because, you know, Adam, he just don't do it for me. But I seen him. He been on that shit with, what's his name? Oh, my God. Craig Smith, the roasting, like that roasting group or whatever. Anyway, And he's been on the show, but salute to him. So this dude basically has been helping Adam build No Jumper. So long story short, this is for the ones who want to get context of what's happening. He went to, meaning Adam 22 went to a newcomer who is white. His name is Lush One. He was a co-founder of a battle rap league, which was kind of competing with URL. I forgot the name of it because it's been so long, but they were doing their thing. They had a lot, you know, Disaster was really like they number one, like the spearhead of that battle rap culture. But Lush One had just happened to, a year ago, get on the show. So he's a newcomer, but this dude right here, AD, has been with Adam for years and helped build this platform, which you call No Jumper. So he went behind his back and told Lush One how he felt about him, AD, about to fire him. So Lush One went into a Discord conversation with people, with workers or affiliates of No Jumper. Him thinking that they already knew, so he put it in a Discord about what Adam told him about AD. And the word got back to AD, so AD quit. His boy quit. He quit. The Mexican dude that fucked with them, all of them left the show. You know what I mean? They was all cool, so they rocking together. So once AD left, everybody else left. You understand what I'm saying? It left Adam 22 by himself. You know what I mean? It's called the code. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just giving you context. So now, once everybody left, this is his show right here, AD and T-Rail and the rest of them. And this is when Adam 22 calls in and they discuss this. So again, sorry for the long, drawn out, whatever, you know, context. But I just want to give people context. This is kind of a big thing right now. So that's why I put divide and conquer inside the chat, but you will see for yourself right here. All right.
Like one of the things that me and AD have gotten into it on the show about over the years, that's really where the tick meme came from in the first place. So I don't know, man. I feel like I've never even been in this position before where I was having a conversation with somebody that I trusted, and then I got to find out that they were just blabbing it, not just to like one person, but to like a whole fucking room full of people that he doesn't even know. Like, I don't know, man. It's just...
Adam, that shit cool. That shit cool, right? Playing victim of shit. You know, everybody know that watch the show. I don't fuck that victim shit. Nigga, you were talking about the nigga behind his back, bro. Why'd you even go to Lush? Why'd you just go to your man? This your man, huh? Why does it go to your man to tell how you feel? Why'd you go to Lush?
I mean, you're framing it as...
I'm not framing it as nothing, bro. Oh, that's what you were doing. You talking shit about nigga? Yo, tell me what to do, nigga.
I see it as
you talking behind cuz back
with one of the co-hosts. I was having a conversation with one of the co-hosts about something that was, you know, obviously a very big decision that I was considering making.
Why you talk to AD?
I mean, I was talking to Lush about it before I had the conversation with AD. Because I had been thinking about having a conversation with AD for so long, and I thought that Lush was somebody that I could, you know, have the conversation about while I was contemplating this big decision. You know, I thought that I was talking to somebody that would never fucking repeat that shit to anybody, and I didn't even think that needed to be said, you know?
But you do understand that shit wouldn't have got repeated if you would have just went direct to AD with it. That's all I'm saying. That's your man. That nigga, he stuck it out with you in the mud during quarantine. All that shit, why doesn't it go to him direct, bro? That's all I'm asking. Why didn't go to him direct?
The fact that I consider AD a friend and the fact that I have loyalty to him as well and that I still wanted to continue to work with him at the end of the day shit, on the We Hungry shit, et cetera, that's why I even felt the need to try to find or to have the conversation with Lush about the fact that I was considering making this very big decision, you know?
No, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to figure out why it doesn't go to your mans. You know what I'm saying?
So
I got a problem with AD. I got a problem with AD. I'm not going to go to that Flocko. I'm not going to go to
the same type of way. Me and you supposed to be way better than that.
That's all.
Way
I'm just trying to figure out why it doesn't go to him.
Way better than that.
That's your mans, bro. You can talk to your mans.
Like, nigga, I'm prepping for your wedding right now.
Let me just say this. So when you guys canned the other guys, Crazy Cut and the other dude off the show, did you guys have a conversation about
that? Oh, yeah, we had a real conversation.
Hell yeah.
That's why they was canned.
Okay, so that's what I thought I was doing when I was talking to Lush. It turned out I was talking to Lush and the whole fucking Discord chat, but I thought I was just talking to Lush.
Yeah, but we didn't go to nobody, went to them direct. You feel me? We didn't go.
You see how he's deflecting, not taking accountability, deflecting. And you know that Pun, Ace Boy Pun, the one that's talking now, you see that he's making sense and he's deflecting. And I think, see, I'm not going to be long drawn out, but you have to, they're supposed to be smarter than everybody, right? So hold them to that standard. That's what I do. All right, that's how you feel? I'm going to hold you to that. So you know what you're doing. You are purposely deflecting exactly what you've done. So I just leave it like that. Let's continue, goddammit.
Bye-bye.
No, you guys had a conversation about it before you went to them, right?
No,
We had a conversation on the spot. When I asked Josh what he thought about it behind the scenes.
Hey, we had a conversation on the spot with them. On the spot.
So you're saying it's right after the friend,
right after the friend. Yeah, it's your man, homie.
Talk to your friends about a decision that you're making.
It's your man, bro. You feel me?
Yeah, and I was talking to my other mans about a big decision that I was considering making.
I meant to say this. Please make sure you go to their channel. I meant to say this, and I already DM AB. So hopefully he'll hit it, look at it and call into the show, and I asked him for permission to use it. So if he tell me no, I will delete this live. But most likely, I hope he don't, but I don't think he would. But maybe he won't get my DM. But make sure you go to this channel and subscribe to their new platform. All right? Community, right here. Community Clips. Please make sure you subscribe. Let me do the subscribing myself. And let me click on all for all notifications. You want to get that. So I subscribe. Make sure y'all subscribe. Show some love. You know what I'm saying? And especially the unity that they have. And they all stuck it out together and left together. You're not going to, you know what I'm saying, keep me, but kick my man off. Now, we all going to get off this shit. You know what I'm saying? So salute to them for staying on code as brothers. First and foremost, so I wanted to say that. Make sure y'all subscribe, all that. I'll bring it back a little bit. Here we go.
Hey, we had a conversation on the spot with them. On the spot.
So you're saying it's right after the friend.
Right after the friend. Yeah, it's your man, homie.
Talk to your friends about a decision that you're making.
It's your man, bro. You feel me?
Yeah, and I was talking to my other mans about a big decision that I was considering making business-wise.
Listen, man, Lush just came around, bro. Lush just came around, bro.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying this is your man's, bro. This who got in the mud with you, bro, when all the shit was kind of like, going down for no jumper, and it was just kind of stuck in a weird space. He got in the mud with you and helped you and did what he could do and put on his back with you, check on y'all beefs, did all that shit. Real nigga shit. So you should at least give him that respect to talk to him like a real homie. And not go to find a nigga who just started working for you a year ago. You feel me? And have to hear from him at Discord. That should look crazy, my nigga. You feel me?
Well, the Discord part, I agree, is fucking insane. But, you know, it's like at the end of the day, I was just having a conversation about a big decision that I was considering making behind the scenes. I mean, this is the fact that it got out there is fucking insane. But let's keep in mind, why did it get out there? It got out there because Luke Lynch lifts big shit and Lush has a fucking big mouth.
Hey, man.
Do y'all hear him? Do you hear this fucking dude?
At the end of the day, nigga, you know how that nigga, my mama heard that shit too, nigga. That shit is foul as fuck, Adam. I'm gonna keep it gangster with you, bro. Nigga, I would never ever in my life do that or do if I ever had a problem with you, I'd come to you all the time. I'd tell you this shit.
But bro,
I always do that shit, bro.
Bro, the fact that I have so much love for you is why
I'm nigga, if you had love for me like that, bro. You would have came to me like a man and said, AB, I ain't feeling your performance right now. Nigga, step it up or we're going to replace you. Keep it gangster. Let your
life hang.
We ain't never had that conversation, bro. You have never had that conversation with me.
We have had that conversation.
You ain't never had that conversation with me, bro. You ain't
bro,
never
I had
that.
You and Lux in the office. Me, you, and Lux were in my office a couple of months ago, or maybe a month ago, having that exact conversation.
That's because of the blowback of the other shit. You was threatening to cancel all the shows. That had nothing to do with AD.
No, we had a meeting where we tried to have a conversation about the quality of the podcast, and I'm going to be real with you, you weren't terribly receptive.
What do you mean?
I mean, you just seemed to think that it was all good, and I was suggesting that I felt like we had to work on shit, and I just felt like I wasn't really getting, like, a real conversation about how we were going to do
the
so.
Problem, the
so
problem
at a certain
is,
point, I kind of, and let me be real, too, is, like, the whole thing was that I had somebody else that I wanted to bring onto the show, and I wasn't, you know, I didn't feel comfortable adding a fifth mic, and that's why I was fucking going through it in terms of, like, being just stressed the fuck out about even having that conversation with you.
Adam, since day one.
Hold on. But you see now, you was playing a, well, you got rid of your man and you was going to keep a snake. These are your words, you're going to snake. You got rid of your man and you're going to keep a snake?
Hey, that's a fun one. I agree. That's exactly how I feel right now.
Hey, man.
And I'm going to keep it real.
Is he actually listening to what he's saying? You agreeing to kick off your dude who went through the mud with you for a snake who they call a lust one because he went behind his back and told the people in Discord what he told lust one about his so-called man that went through the mud with him when you could have went to your man straight up and told him how you feel. That's crab backstabbing shit. And he felt that lust one, he's from the same ethnic background that he felt comfortable because he went and put himself in that predicament. You understand what I'm saying? And on top of that, there's another interview I'm going to play a little bit. Shout out to Nutty Block, Geechee Gotti. He interviewed Lush One, and Lush One even said that Adam 22 didn't even like him. He thought he was just the disaster's geeky weird little geeky how you call it geeked up weird homeboy because he did a lot of drugs and shit like that. So you know he was kind of a little spaced out or whatever. So you didn't even like Lush One like that, but you felt comfortable telling him no. See that shit don't make no sense. But I'm gonna play a little bit of that after this.
I told you this earlier since day one. You never wanted me on a Tuesday show. Let's keep it real. You said, hey, you're temporary. Listen, you said temporarily.
Yeah.
Temporarily until y'all find a replacement for Cam Girl, AD can stay. Then later on, shit started going good. Then it was talked to. It was like, well, maybe we should go another direction since you got Wednesdays and it's being successful. Then it's like, nigga, once again, it's like, nigga, you never really wanted me there to begin in the first place. And I'm all
no,
for
I feel like we gave it a shot for 3 years, and then I wanted to try something.
Nigga. You don't think I brought nothing to the table or brought viewers and niggas was fucking with me on the Tuesday show?
No, I'm acknowledging your contribution. I'm just saying that I wanted to try something else.
And, okay, and all you had to say was, hey, man, we're going to try something else, but... Nigga, try to kick me out and keep my mans on there?
That's crazy.
I mean, I wasn't exactly optimistic that C-Rail was going to be down just because I know about the fact that you guys are tight and that he, you
that's
know, saying would have been a fucking weird-ass look. But, you know, that is what I said. I showed you the conversation that I had with Lush, and in that conversation I said, yeah, you know, I don't know. It's probably not going to happen with the C-Rail thing.
Yeah, but it, I feel like all that is a result of what the fuck that we doing outside of the fucking channel.
Talk about it.
There's some truth to the fact that I feel like you doing like 5 streams a week or whatever was kind of making it to the point where you weren't necessarily super talkative on Tuesdays and you weren't really even like coming to the table with a whole lot of shit, which is in the beginning you were coming in with, it was actually kind of, was absurd. You were going crazy in the beginning saying all kinds of crazy
and you know what you did?
What?
Every time that I was being myself and saying some shit, you told me I shouldn't do that no more. That's a tick. Don't make this joke. Don't do this. Don't do that. So I try my best to sit there to follow the rules that you wanted for your podcast while still contributing and keeping that shit, bro. When that shit was golden and it was cool, it was all the crazy shit that I would say, the shit that I would mutter out, house phone laughing, you sitting there having a good time. You told me, stop doing this. This is bad podcasting. This is a tick. This is this. This is this. This is this. This is this. So I'm sitting there like, you know what? This the nigga that know that shit. He want me to be better as a podcaster. Maybe I shouldn't blurt out shit. Maybe I shouldn't say no funny shit. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't do that. And then you get a product now that you don't like. But instead of saying, you know what? I don't even fuck with that shit. Whatever, nigga. Hey, you out of here. They ain't how homies do each other, man.
Right. I mean, my whole thing is that I wanted to put somebody on the podcast, and in order to do so, I felt like I had to take somebody off. And, you know, this is just, like, this is business shit. Like, it's like, in terms of who's on the podcast, I got to be able to make the decision about who I want to have on my podcast, and it can't be some weird, like, loyalty thing where it's like, oh, this guy's been a good friend.
Bro, I don't give a fuck about you keeping me on the Tuesday podcast. I care about nigga supposed to be my homeboy. Nigga, if you're going to make a business move, do your business move. Do what you got to do. Mm. But don't talk behind my back and don't talk to the nigga you just met. Don't have motherfuckers sitting there saying that shit. That make me look crazy. That make it look like everything. That make it look like everything that I did. And you know, anytime something get cracked, every time something get cracked in that office, who the first nigga that go outside and do this shit and ready for whatever?
Is it you, Adam?
Right, so...
No, I'm asking,
how can you fault me for trying to have a conversation with one of the other co-hosts behind the scenes about something that
is
I was...
Is me and your relationship like me and his relationship? I like to think that me and you are deeper than all these niggas.
No, but he's one of the other people who's on the podcast, so I was having a conversation with him about it that was supposed to be private. You know, like, would you see that conversation?
No, he did not consider him as a friend at all, and he's letting him know how he felt about him, that he what he thought he was. He thought we were cool like that. I thought I was just dude. He's using him and just treating him, fake treating him like a friend, but really in the back of his subconscious mind, he is just a regular nigga that I'm just going to use, or a regular person I'm just going to use for my benefit. He used his street cred, he used AB's security, because, you know, he'll go outside and, you know what I mean, like, it, you know, basically put his life on the line for the brand and for him. He just used them. That's what they do. They use and suck dry. They use it as a stepping stool. Adam know exactly what he's saying. He know exactly what's being said. He know exactly what's going on, and he is just deflecting. And this is why we need to understand, if any other people can thrive by using our intellectual property, our culture, our swag, et cetera, et cetera, what does that mean? We hold the power. So why give our power to them? Create your own and blow from there.
It's like, obviously, because I showed, just to be fair, Sam, I showed you the whole fucking conversation, even though I didn't want to, just to make it perfectly clear what was going on.
Bro, at the end of the day, I didn't want none of this shit to happen. I didn't want none of this shit to be like this. I was sitting there going to be cool about the situation, keep the shit pushing. But now I'm like, do a nigga even value me on the fucking platform?
I do value you on the platform, but that's why I contemplated this decision for so long, and I fucking thought about it, and I even felt the need to confide in somebody like Lush about the decision that I was contemplating, because I knew that I was walking this fucking tricky ass tightrope where I wanted to do something different with the Tuesday show while still doing the Wednesday show, still doing We Hungry, still whatever. And I knew that it was going to be difficult for me to get that point across to you without you taking it as disrespect about the Tuesday show. You
nigga,
know, so
I'm
like,
bro, I'm a man at the end of the day.
It was a tough conversation.
I'm a man at the end of the day. I learned a lot. Since the day that I came in that building to who I am now as a person is two totally different people. I've learned a lot.
I agree. I'm
not about to act like a nigga, bro. I'm not going to give anybody the satisfaction. I ain't going to give nobody the satisfaction that be you exactly who they think I'm going to be.
We will.
They going to label me all type of shit. And that's not what happens in business and shit. So if you would have told me on some real shit, I'd have said, you know what, Adam, that's your decision. Because when you first said it to me, what did I tell you? I kept it professional, didn't I?
Right, but then what happened after that? Because I was, yo, this is the crazy
what
thing
happened
about
after
me,
that
is today,
the niggas is sitting here saying this shit about me, saying you saying shit about me in the Discord. That's the only thing that
happened.
But that's
what I'm saying is whose fault was that? It's fucking Russ's fault. Like, you know,
I'm not blaming
my plan for today. Bro, at 2 p.m. or so, I kind of had it in my head. At 2 p.m., I'm going to hit Adia, and I'm going to get on the phone with him and do a little temperature check and see how he's feeling about everything just because I didn't want to go into this week with me not knowing 100% how you felt and you not knowing.
Take Final Cut Pro to the next level to the ultimate bundle. Just 99.
Knowing exactly how I felt. And then instead of that, when I hit you up to have the conversation, I found out that the one thing that I had said to Lush about the fact that I was considering making this decision had already been leaked to you by somebody that we don't even know, people we don't even know in real life, who he was fucking talking about my personal business with.
Bro, at the end of the day, like I said, you should have just came to me. And my thing is, too, because I would keep it real with you. I wasn't going to say nothing. I was just going to quit. I was going to say, fuck all this shit, bro. I said, niggas don't value me. Niggas don't look at me like a real homie. Everybody's saying, bro, nigga, fuck them niggas, cuz. I'm keeping it real.
But you see, when you say something like that, it's like, that's why I was having such a hard time making this decision and why I
but
wanted
nigga,
to
this ain't got nothing to do with the Tuesday show. Has nothing to do with the Tuesday show. This is the fact that I didn't put my life on the line for this company for niggas to sit there and talk behind my back like it ain't nothing. Like I'm expendable.
So
like,
you
I, like I'm a piece of shit.
I talked behind your back. Who did I talk to? I talked to Lush, and you saw the whole conversation.
But that's still behind my back. That wasn't known to me. What is it called when you say something to somebody that you don't say to them? That's called talking behind their back.
So I'm
regardless
say,
if you
say
it or
say
not,
again.
You talked behind my back with Lush. And
what's
that
the difference
got
between
out?
Me talking to Lush and me talking to Josh about it before I made this decision?
Nigga, Josh is the nigga that's a business partner who run this shit in the company with you.
And I thought that Lush was an
employee.
Important part of the company that I could have that conversation.
You thought he was more than me?
No, I just wanted to have the conversation about a decision I was considering making.
You found out he was a snake.
I did. I found out the fucking hard way.
Mm.
You
and I'm
not, man.
No morals, no principles. Do you hear this dude? If he would have talked to, like, the dude that's his business partner, that's a different story. Y'all are business partners. Y'all are co-founders of this corporation or this organization or podcast company, whatever the case may be. Y'all will be the best to exchange that conversation with. You didn't even speak to your business partner. You spoke to a nigga that you didn't even like in the first place. You spoke to an employee. You don't speak to another employee about another employee's business. That's against the rules, family. What, just plain in general. This dude is really deflecting. Like, this dude, like, oh, I want to say some things, but it was definitely a play. But you have to live and you learn.
And I'm not blaming Lux. The nigga that's a business partner who run this shit in the company with you.
And I
he's
thought that
a,
Lux was an important part of the company that I could have that conversation.
You
with
thought too. He was more than me?
No, I just wanted to have the conversation about a decision I was considering making.
You found out he was a snake.
I did. I found out the fucking hard way.
Mm.
And, I'm not blaming Lush.
Oh, I am.
Because when you asked me, I didn't even say Lush said nothing. I'm not even going to put that on there.
Yeah, and I had to do a little digging. It took me about 5 minutes of research to figure it out.
But, no disrespect to Lush. But how the fuck you gonna put me and Lush in the same bracket when it comes to that nigga, how I fuck with you versus how you fuck with him? That shit is, that sounds crazy,
I mean,
cuz.
Okay, but it's not a friend contest. I
don't give a fuck if it's a friend contest.
A friend.
I'm talking about, nigga.
It's not
nigga,
even a friend
nigga, contest. I, nigga,
it's
I've been, I've I've been next to you. I've been next to you, you know, in life or death situations, have I not?
Yeah, but I don't know what that.
I've been right there with you, bro.
Whoa! I didn't even hear. I just heard up until that moment when you talked about speaking to the business partner. He just said, "I've been rocking with you through all these situations and life or death situations. Do you remember?" He said, "I don't know why does this have anything to do with that." You see that? Use you as a motherfucking bulletproof vest. Uses you, and don't even care. That's why when you do business, you can never take it personal. You can in a way, especially like if you're in a position as AB, you put your life on the line for this bitch-ass motherfucker and the brand to both change each other's lives. He was looking at his life changing and for the better. This man put me on. He said in the interview, I don't know why he even picked me. You want to ride with somebody, no matter what the color is. You put me in a position where I can live a little better, feed my family, or whatever the case may be. Man, I'm a ride for you. Life or death situations. Let's get it. I got you. And this nigga wouldn't even have the balls or the honor or the respect to even speak to this man and let him know that, like, listen, on Tuesday, we got to change this. You go to a weird, lame-ass drug head that you didn't even like in the first place, that was only there for a year. You told him instead of even telling your business partner about revising the Tuesday show or that you're thinking about letting AB go. You go to another nigga that didn't add as much that AB added to the goddamn brand after this nigga been your bulletproof vest. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to press play. I'm going to let it rock all the way through. Black people, you always have been used for a bulletproof vest, as a bodyguard, a shield for your intellectual property, for your culture, used and abused and sucked dry and left for dead. Your likeness is no longer needed. That's what we are until we know that we are the power. We are the culture. We can shut everybody out and create our own. Everybody wins except for us. Come on, bro. But salute to Pun and the rest of them. They all stuck on code. Flacco. They all got on code and quit all together to create their own podcast. So salute to them on that. God damn it, let's go. Shit.
And I thought that Russ was an important part of the company that I could have that conversation.
You thought he was more than me?
No, I just wanted to have the conversation about a decision I was considering making.
You found out he was a snake.
I did. I found out the fucking hard way.
And I'm not blaming Lush.
Oh, I am.
Because when you ask me, I didn't even say Lush did.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you...
It's nothing. I'm not even going to put that on there.
Yeah, and I had to do a little digging. It took me about 5 minutes of research to figure it out.
But nigga, no disrespect to Lush, but how the fuck you going to put me and Lush in the same bracket when it comes to that nigga, how I fuck with you versus how you fuck with him? That shit is that sound crazy,
Okay, but it's not a friend contest.
I don't give a fuck if it's a friend contest. I'm talking about, nigga. I've been next to you. I've been next to you, you know, in life or death situations. Have I not?
Yeah, but I don't know what that.
I've been right there with you, bro. Ready to risk it all. At any given time, anybody out of problem with you, I'm ready to end it all. So the fact I get done like that, that shit weak as fuck.
But done like what? Like I had a conversation with Lush. Like I agree. I don't like the tone of one of the things I said in the conversation, which was just
Adam, for once, bro, just own that shit, cuz. You did me wrong, bro. Just for once, own that shit.
By having a conversation with one of the
nigga,
other co-hosts.
For once, just own that shit, bro. You can't even sit there and
you
say, you know what?
To,
what do you mean always doing?
You always trying
so
to...
So you don't
like
think,
this,
you don't think, you don't think that I got done wrong.
Narrative.
You don't think that I got... Hey, fuck the narrative. You don't think that I got done wrong in this situation. What the fuck did I do?
Yeah, you primarily got done wrong by Rush.
Bro.
Yo!
Accountability, bro.
Yo! Yo, I even know, I did not know he was going to say all that, son. You see that shit? Yo, son, I'm sorry. I ain't know I was going to do this too much interjecting. I don't care, leave if you don't like it. But do you see that?
To end it all. So the fact I get done like that, that shit weak as fuck.
But what, done like what? Like I had a conversation with about you the bus. Like I agree. I don't like the tone of one of the things I said in the conversation, which was just
for once, bro, just own that shit, girl. You did me wrong, bro. Just for once, own
by
that shit.
A conversation with one of
nigga,
the other
for once, just own that shit, bro. You can't even sit there and
you
say, you know what?
To,
what
so
do
you
mean always
you doing? You always try
so
to
you don't
like
think
this,
you don't think you don't think that I got done wrong.
Narrative.
You don't think that I got hey fuck the narrative. You don't think that I got done wrong in this situation. What the fuck did I do?
Yeah, you primarily got done wrong by Rush.
Bro.
Culture clash. And it's not even culture clash. He's deflecting. Unless your brain is really calcified to where as you cannot grasp the context of the conversation and understand the culture which you use and suck dry. You don't even have to come from an urban background to understand being backstabbed by someone. So blame Lush One. Blame him for regurgitating something you told him. How is it his fault? So if Lush One would have never found out, excuse me, who did Lush One get that information from? It was you, Adam. This is why we have to hold them to a certain standard that they are, that they know it all. Okay? That they, like neurons is fine, quick in their minds. And that they just know right from wrong. Let's hold you to the fire. So you're absolutely playing dumb or you just really calcified up there and you're not cognitive of the context of the conversation and the common sense of it all. This is why you cannot have conversations with certain people because the how we process it is different. The outlook on it is different.
You gotta take accountability, bro.
Woo.
I can take accountability.
I'm bring it back
for
a little bit. I'm gonna shut up.
The tone of one of the things I said in the conversation, which was just
Adam, for once, bro, just own that shit, cuz you did me wrong, bro. Just for once, own
by
that shit.
A conversation with one of
nigga,
the other
for once, just own that shit, bro. You can't even sit there and
you
say, you know what?
To,
what do
you
mean always
doing? You always try to
so you don't
like
think
this,
you don't think you don't think that I got done wrong.
Narrative.
You don't think that I got hey fuck the narrative. You don't think that I got done wrong in this situation. What the fuck did I do?
Yeah, you primarily got done wrong by Rush.
Bro, you gotta take accountability, bro.
I can take accountability for what I said, which was I said one rude thing in confiding in Lush that realistically is the same shit that I've said to you 100 times on the podcast.
Man, listen, all I'm saying is, bro, just like earlier, take accountability, my nigga. Shit happens. It is what it is.
I just took accountability for the thing that I did, which is why I said this thing about you making the same 4 jokes every week on the podcast to Lush.
I
told you privately, like that shit was, you know, I don't like the fact that was out there. It was rude. I shouldn't have said it like that. But I mean, let's be real. It was just a conversation in private between two co-hosts on a podcast.
It's
crazy, man.
Yo, Adam just sounds so fucking retarded, yo. This sounds stupid.
I don't know, man. For real. It's like,
right.
Shit crazy. The more I even talk about this shit, the more mad I get about this shit, bro. Only because, nigga, the type of love that I got. Like, nigga, I'm over here planning your wedding, fool. Sitting there like, nigga, I'm doing this and doing that. Like, nigga, the fuck?
Hey, but also real shit, though. Y'all niggas need to have this conversation off. Have this shit off the camera, though. You know what I mean? Y'all done did enough entertaining the people. Get off the camera with this shit now. Like, that's out. You know what I mean? Because the nigga really mad about this shit. That's fucked up, but y'all handle this shit off the camera, man. You know what I mean?
All right, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that shit was gonna get dark.
Whew.
Anytime I know, like, nigga, my blood start rushing, my hands start shaking, I'm about to
do something.
So I'm like, cousin, get off the camera. Y'all get off the camera with that shit, cuz. That shit making me mad, cuz.
This shit crazy, bro.
That's the problem, though, man. All y'all niggas play victim up here, Flacco. All y'all. I'm going to say it to your face. All y'all play victim.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas got to let their nuts hang, homie.
I would disagree.
You went up there the next day, and then I told you to go up there, and niggas punched nigga in the mouth. You went up there, and niggas stand on business. How you been having respect ever since? Stand on business, nigga. Stop pointing fingers, nigga. Stand on business up there. That's all y'all niggas got to do. What's up, feel me? That's
that. Okay, be right here.
Yo, even point like kind of like that, bro, bro, yo, bro. Like, listen, man, like play with niggas, man.
No, listen,
man. Yeah,
but anybody watch Community know? Hey, niggas got mad at me for speaking the truth. All I do is speak the truth back here about certain shit, bro. And I'll be like, all right, niggas, I'm hating. I ain't hating. Nigga, a blind man can see what the fuck going on. You feel me? That's all.
Facts. He's supposed to be in the back. He's the one that see, the one that be quiet and speak when it's very necessary because he see the play. He see what going on. He see the fuck shit. You know what I mean? And nip shit in the butt. And that's exactly what he did. So salute the pun. So let me see real quick. Yeah, I ain't gonna be hit too long. But let's go to, please make sure you hit that like button and everything too. Go to Instagram. If anybody want to call in real quick, if anybody has something to say, let me put that number in the chat real quick. All right, let me put that number in the chisel. Anybody have anything to say about this situation? I hate when I should do that.
If anybody have anything to say, the number is right there.
Then shoot the fade, then too much talking. Yeah, I mean, that shit right there was definitely, you know, you shoot the five, shoot the fair one, how we say it out here. Shoot the fair one, you know what I'm saying? Shoot the five minutes. Yeah, that's definitely, yeah, you have to squabble on that one. Like, if that was me and he was in my presence, we having that conversation, I would have slapped the tattoo off his body, off his face. I would have slapped fire at him, son. I really would. Because the total disrespect where I put my life on the line for you. I thought you was my friend. Like, friend. Like, me as Michael, I take a friendship by default. Like, I'm your friend by default. So if I fuck with you, I fuck with you, man. And I wouldn't want nothing to happen to you. You know? I have your back. However, but if you cross me and do some fucked up shit like that, especially in a public like that, nah, man, that's some, and then you looking, and then you not even taking accountability for your wrong and you blaming on the motherfucker who blew up your spot? Oh, no, man, we got some furniture got to be moving right now. Yeah, frenemies. Let me see if anybody called yet. All right. Y'all scared to call in? All right, cool. Let me go to this real quick. Come on. That's real fucked up, man. Divide and conquer, man. Just know we are more better with each other as long as there's no hating involved, no pocket watching. We have an objective, a goal. You understand what I'm saying? Stick to the script. Stick to the plan. Like, we will be way powerful because it's our culture. It's more authentic coming with us. Everybody else have to, like, attach and suck and leech off the culture to become somebody. And then the crazy thing, when they do become, that's when they branch off. You know, like Bieber. You know, like Pink. Post Malone. Only one who stayed true was Eminem. Got to give him credit. Salute to Eminem. Give him credit. He ain't just used the culture. He loved the culture. You could tell he was a fucking historian on the culture. He really loved and studied the culture. But the rest of them, all the other names that, I mean, forget, they used it and bounced and did what they wanted to do with it. Kid Rock and Saw for Someone. Come on. It's ours. Now this is dry as fuck. Let me go to my saves right now. All right, hold on, everybody. See if anybody called. All right, I take this one call, then we're going to go to these tweets and stuff. Area code 612, you're on the air. What it do? Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Mike Larry, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, love? What's going on?
I wanted to call in because what do I do to get that echo out? Should I get the YouTube picture off my screen?
You using your phone? And looking at the show on the phone?
Yeah, but I turned the sound down. Should I take the whole, get off that, take the whole thing off?
Get off the YouTube.
Okay. Okay, it's gone. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. Tired, but I'm good. What's up?
All right. Well, congrats on whatever you have coming up for us. But I started scrolling and came across you tonight, and you were talking about the no jumper situation, and I seen parts of it, I guess, I think it was yesterday, but when you were filling us in on the background, you left out a big piece, excuse me, of why this all started. It's because I don't know the name, but he had some white guy on who I guess used to be an ex-white supremacist, and now he's not, and he was on that Tuesday show. And AD, I guess after the show, AD was telling Adam, you know, that's not cool having somebody like this on this show. And that's how it all first started.
Right.
But
right.
Excuse me?
No, I'm saying you're right. You're right. Because I heard about that last night. Go ahead. You absolutely
yeah.
Right
and that's really important because, number one, I put in your comments tonight in the chat, I don't mess with no white shows about my black culture. I've never watched Vlad interviews. When I found out about Yo Jumper, said nope, that other white dude from London, I don't care. I look at them as culture vultures. And so now I'm getting more background from you tonight. Thank you. Because I never knew who any of these people were because I like I said, as soon as I seen there's a white dude, you know, host, I'm not watching it. So
right.
I'm finding out when this happened Tuesday, I found out about AD and Rail, and I just found out that guy's Ace Pun's name tonight from your show. And on Tuesday, I heard that when AD left, they left with him. So I salute all of them generals. And you said the phrase. Code, the word code. That's the only issue black people have, negative issue going for us in America is we don't stay on code. We all got to get on code. And I will be subscribing. You gave out the information tonight, community, like I will be subscribing to that tonight.
Yes, please make sure you subscribe to their channel. And thank you.
I will. And my next paycheck, I'll send you something to Cash App you. So thank you.
Hey, thank you, love. Thank you in advance, sweetheart. All right.
You're welcome. All right, and thank you for bringing out this information tonight. It's very important.
Thank you. Thank you for watching.
All right, peace. All right, peace out.
Peace. Yeah, I had a very important day today, and I lost a lot of sleep, but I was well rejuvenated for the thing that I had to do today. So just, I'm not going to say it because people be praying on motherfuckers' energy. And, you know, so that's why I say nothing at all, but I'm still not going to say too much, but it will be on a well-known network. So let's see within a week or so. We'll see. But it definitely went good today, and I'm starting to get, now my tiredness is starting to hit because I only got like 3 hours of sleep. Like I said, you know when you got things important to do the next day? As you're trying to sleep, your fucking brain won't let you sleep. That's exactly what happened to me. I swear to God, all night I went to sleep around literally 8 this morning and woke up around 12:30 off and on, getting my notes ready, studying, grooming, getting myself together, da da da. But I'm glad I was rejuvenated and refreshed for what I had to take care of. But now I'm starting to feel it. But, you know, just give it a week or so, man. It was really good, man. I'm about to get off camera because I'm really tired. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm getting off camera because I'm really, really fucking tired. But it was worth it today, baby. So with that being said, let's get it. Let's go to, hold on. I don't want to show nobody number. Let's go here. Let's go to my saves, man. Where? All right. So let's go to this dude, Adam. Right now, I can take my fucking shirt off and shit. I'm fucking hot. All right? So, look at this weird-ass shit. But anyway, let's go here. So, this dude got on the Adam platform. Let me just say all of this is allegedly. But let's go now.
Why are you worried about if he's seen it, bro?
Excuse me.
Everything, but I'll be a hypocrite if I don't address the situation I have with you.
There is no situation on that.
The one where you mentioned the 15-year-old girl?
It never happened. What do you think of? The article says I was about 19 when I met her.
You was 19 when you met her?
Yeah. The article says.
So but what did you say?
I said that I spoke to her on the phone when she was 16 before I realized that she was. In terms of can somebody change, I do think there's a possibility for anybody to change.
Yeah, yeah. So
in terms of how we receive the change.
Yeah, yeah. So you're telling me that an ex-Nazi can change and we could forget about all the stuff that they said within their hearts, all the stuff that they thought about, all the stuff that they...
I forget, though.
Okay, so now, can somebody be an ex-pedophile?
So technically, right, somebody like can like, wake up and say that they're no longer attracted to the kids, right? So, like,
But what if they already did it? If they already did something to a child, regardless if the child consented or not, you was attracted to a young child, can you be an ex-pedophile?
What's going on
with the
children? No. So what's up with these allegations of Adam fucking with a 16-year-old?
Nah, come on, bro. We can't do that, man.
What
come
you mean
on,
we can't
man.
Do that?
Come on,
but wait, no. I'll be a hypocrite if I don't address it, though.
Yo, I don't know why the visual is like that. Let me see something because I'm trying to look at it on my phone and the visual is kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
The one with the message of 16-year-old girl?
What do you think of that? The article says
I'm going on 19
when I met her. The article says.
So what did you say?
I said that I spoke to her on the phone.
Why the visuals is like that for some reason. Let me see something because I'm trying to look at it on my phone. Let me look in the chat real quick. How did it look? It looked okay because I'm looking at it on my phone and it just looked weird. So let me go to this man page. Let me go to his page because the video is longer. So now let's go to his page.
Look at you. Why are you worried about if he's seen it, bro?
Nothing wrong on y'all. Ain't good, because I was kind of feeling kind of crazy, so my bad. I'll play it over, but one of them is the longest one. I got to... one of them is the longest one, I think. I think this will be the longest one right here. Let me play it again.
I don't think that Adam has seen it, though.
Look at you. Why are you worried about if he's seen it, bro?
Yeah, before. No,
what happened?
No, I ended. No.
Hey.
You know, like when things were said, like it was the end, you know.
It was about you.
Yeah.
I did.
What? I was like, you
You want me to tell? If you want me to tell him, you about to tell him. You want me to tell him? So look, bro.
So
look, bro. I can't look. I'm a perv buster. I catch online pedophiles. So we talking about the whole lust situation and everything, but I'll be a hypocrite if I don't address the situation that happened with you.
There is no situation on there.
The one where you was messed with the 16-year-old girl?
It never happened. What do you think happened? The article says
I'm going
she was
off.
19 when I met her.
She was 19 when you met her?
Yeah. The article says it.
So, but what did you say?
I said that I spoke to her on the phone when she was 16 before I realized that she was...
That's how we catch them.
She didn't even know that she was doing something fucked up.
It don't even matter, but that's how we catch them.
You feel like you're going to come on my platform and expose me, though. Like,
no, it was just in the midst of the conversation. It was in the midst of it's not on him on nothing. It was in the midst of the conversation.
You ever come on my platform and spread lies like that?
Lies? Is it lies?
You could have done some research and figured out anything.
Did you talk to her when you were 16?
For like 5 minutes. I don't think that Adam has seen it, though.
Yeah, I lied. I said a video with Wack. I seen a video. Let me find that too. And it was. All right, I'm gonna do it on this one. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. There's a few videos I'm about to pull up on y'all. So just hold on, soldier. Hold on. For my rude boys in there. Hold on. Coconut juice and rice. Hold on. Now.
Creator and entrepreneur at Lavender. I began using Adobe Premiere Pro in 2014 as an outlet.
Yeah, somebody to look at this, but let me put, what part is that? Hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to share the screen. It's moving slow. Hold on.
What up, Chris?
It was said in the comments where they said to go to this video where Little Pump exposed. There go my cousin calling him. I don't know what the fuck is going on. JoJo, what's good? I'm live right now, JoJo. What's going on, cuz? All right, do that. I'll be off by then. I spoke to Grandma. I'll be there Saturday. All right, one. I don't know what part, but let me just put in pause. We'll see me Grandma this week. Whack 100. Adam 22. I was just watching that like what yesterday, 2 days ago? Not that one, but exposed him about that rape shit. Hit it right one. I'm just telling me it's before. No. I'm with the old joint. But I'm about to address the creep. Yeah, yep, there it is right here. Yep. Let's check this out.
And I appreciate it.
And for those, please make sure y'all look at it because I actually got the tweets here so we can look at it ourselves. All right, but listen to this, and then we can go through the tweets, with the visuals, and then we go from there. Then I'm getting up out of here because I need my motherfucking rest now. All right, but check this shit out. And again, the phone line is open, so if y'all want to call me. All right.
A lot of people ask me to do Clubhouse. I always avoided it because I feel like this is kind of like what I do for a job. Like, for instance, today I interviewed a rapper. I interviewed a kid who's a basketball YouTuber from Toronto. Then I interviewed a porn star. And so, you know, this does feel like kind of just an extension of my work day. But I respect the fuck out of Wack. And I appreciated hearing him kind of defend me or go up for me the other day on here, but I also feel like I don't got nothing to hide, so I'm not running from nothing. I'm happy to have a conversation, and if Wack's in here politicking and having conversations, then I'm happy to join.
Nah, we appreciate you coming in, Adam 22. as the CEO of Reed Sneak. I'm the one that hosts and narrates the rooms. So if we're still, we got everyone here, or are we still waiting for?
No, go ahead. Hey, you got your what? Out of the hold is on and then trail your shit. I'm here. Shit, you know me and AD.
Okay, so first off, you know, the first thing we want to, you know, kind of, you know, find out, man, without going actually reading them, I'm gonna just give you the premise. Somebody brought your name up,
right?
And a whole bunch of Twitters came up with a whole bunch of shit. It was crazy. You know, we try to fathom and come with a billion different reasons of what the hell was going on. Maybe his phone got hacked. Maybe he was trolling. You know, white dudes, they got a different type of sense of humor. Maybe he was just fucking around. You know, we didn't know what was going on. So if you can let us know, in 2010, who were you working for and where were you at?
So number one thing about me is that I never worked for anybody pretty much since I was in high school. You know, I always just had my own business. 2006, I started a BMX website, and that just basically became my whole life, my whole job, whatever. So I spent pretty much like the next 10 years just going out, thought that I would have anything. And in terms of those tweets, it was, you know, I really have, like, even people who weren't on Twitter or weren't on social media at that time, I'm sure you've heard a million times about how Twitter used to be so crazy and the humor was, like, really ratchet and just ridiculous. And, you know, you've had so many different times where you've seen, you know, people who are famous or in Hollywood or whatever, where some tweet from usually around 2010 comes up and it looks crazy as fuck. And, you know, admittedly, a lot of those tweets look crazy as fuck, but, you know, a lot of them were literally just like the most offensive things that we were joking around about at the time, or like the craziest shit possible. Like, really, at the time, I probably had like 500 followers at that time, because Twitter was like brand new then. So anything in any of those tweets, I mean, I'm totally fine with responding to any of them, but I could give you examples off the top of my head. Like, Wax said, Wax texted me, he goes, "Why'd you tweet, let's fuck the kids?" And I sent them a fucking clip from a comedy back then called Eastbound and Down that, I don't know, like, probably not a lot of you guys seen it, but it was really huge at the time, and that was just a line from that show, and, you know, it seemed funny at the time. And at the time, I didn't really feel like, you know, the whole idea of getting canceled off of, like, your tweets or even, like, anybody giving a fuck about anything that you said online was, like, completely foreign, you know? So, like, all that shit was really just jokes. I know a lot of people will be like, oh, you know, like, that shit was so offensive. That should have never been a joke, whatever. But, I mean, pretty much all of it's, like, completely missing context. It's just not, you know, I have apologized for it in the past, but I also really don't feel like I have to apologize. And, you know, that was shit that was just funny to us at the time. I can understand how it looks crazy out of context now. But, really, I mean, that was just us being fucking drunk-ass white boys laughing at some shit on Twitter back in the day.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example, bro. You got one that says, "As attracted as I am to Jennifer Aniston and 10-year-old girls." Come on. This was February 26, 2010. I see the humor in it.
What was it, 10-year-olds? Or I've Googled this before.
I'll read it again. "As attracted as I am to Jennifer Aniston and 10-year-old girls." Come on.
Yeah, I feel like there was some story that was in the media at the time, something about Jennifer Aniston and, like, a 10-year-old girl or something. I can't, honestly, I can't remember what it was at all, but it was, like, a reference to something that was in the media at that time. And that's an unfortunate one because I can't even fucking remember what the fuck the joke was about. But, yeah, you know, it was all just some joke shit at the time. Obviously, like, at that time, you know, I might only have like 1,000 people following me, but it's like, if that actually was as offensive and if it seemed that crazy out of context, then I'm sure it would have been a big thing then too. It was just, I don't know. I can't even remember what the joke was, but it was something that was in the news at that time, honestly.
Okay. You know, I'll read you another one. T-Rose, are you there, T-Rose?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and read another one because you have the actual file. I'm going through my screenshots right now.
All right, give me 1 second. My bad. I got to pull it back up.
Yeah, because the 10-year-old girl thing, a lot of the jokes was revolved around young little girls. You know, it's the order of it, from the dates, you know, it's strange. It's like there's a period of time where a lot of your jokes was revolving children.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that was probably the period of time where we felt like we could joke about whatever we wanted on Twitter without people getting mad about it. And then over time, it just became more and more of an obvious thing where it's like, oh, this shit actually could be seen out of context and taken a certain way, you know?
Okay, wait.
I mean, I
got two of them.
I guess I'll just state the obvious, which is that I've never done anything with someone who was underage. I've never, you know, I have a daughter now. I have a fiance that I've been with for 5 years. I've never had any kind of, you know, issues. Nobody ever accused me of doing nothing like that.
I did find something of two women accusing you of something, but I'll get to that.
Right, but that was grown women saying that. So that's what I'm saying specifically. Like, that wasn't, it's not like anyone's ever said that I did something with a 10-year-old girl or something. It's just, you know, that's just dope, but it's crazy out of context, honestly.
All right, read those two, Q-Rose.
All right, yeah. So these two is the one that kind of got me. This one says, quote, getting raped is just part of growing up.
Was that in quotes?
That's in quotes. I sent all these to Wes, and that's number 17.
Yeah, see, I mean, when I see the quotes around it, that makes me realize that I was quoting somebody else. Even at the time, I wanted to make it very clear that that was something that somebody else said and not something that I was saying. Now, I wish I could remember exactly who said it, and I could explain the whole context of who we were poking fun at or who said that or whatever, but yeah, I mean, if it was in quotes, then that makes it even easier for me to just say, hey, you know, that wasn't something that I was saying or a met.
Let's just put everything into context just by the AB situation where he was actually talking to Adam on live, and you see how much he deflected from the truth, okay? He is doing the same thing. He is he's not even a master at it. He's not even slick with it. He's trying to be, but this guy is literally a deflector of telling the truth and not taking accountability. He said that was in quotes, in quotations. So that means somebody said that. When somebody normally quotes somebody in a tweet or in a post, an IG post, they actually put their name right next to the quote so you know who quote is from, unless it's a quote that everybody knows, like a Martin quote or whatever. You know what I mean? That's a little example. But the things that he is saying, he's leaving everybody to use their own imagination if this is how this nigga really feels. He leaves room for a lot of doubts. However, we know how these people be playing. You know, it's sometimes it's a cultural thing. This is what they like to do. And his last name is Grand Mason. How about that? Grand Mason. Let that sink in. Let's continue.
Message that I wanted to put out there into the world. It was probably just us laughing at somebody else who said that.
Okay. And this one right here is just a tweet that you sent out. So you're saying you wouldn't suck 11-year-old dick.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, that, again, it's like, I remember somebody saying that to a girl that we brought home from the bar, and I don't remember why, but I just remember that, like, it was just some fucking conversation where somebody said that to a girl. They said, so you're saying you wouldn't suck an 11-year-old's dick, and it just seems funny as fuck in the moment, but, I mean, it was a joke. It wasn't like the girl actually was saying she sucked an 11-year-old's dick. It was just somebody kind of poking fun at somebody else who, or I don't know, they were giving a girl a hard time or whatever. Like, I don't even remember the context of it, honestly.
Well, a lot of these, they go back to 2009, 2010, and even not knowing the context of it, you know, here's another one. I would rather bang a 15-year-old than the ass than be president. I would rather bang a 15-year-old than the ass than win the lottery.
Yeah, well, that's in quotes, right?
Yeah, it's in quotes.
Right, so it's like somebody else had said that, and we all were like, we thought it was so crazy that they said that. Like, obviously, the person who said it wasn't like saying it in a literal manner either, But yeah, that was just like something that somebody said. And at the time, I remember like a big
why wouldn't it be in a literal manner? You'd rather fuck a child and an asshole than to win the lottery. You're telling me you'd rather put your penis inside of a minor's rectum winning the lottery? Come on, bro. Who say stuff like that? Why would that even come out your mouth? And then they have the nerve to have an excuse about the most nastiest, perverted, pedophilic cravings that these motherfuckers have. We don't have a culture like that. I'm not going to say there's no people in our culture that may do some weird shit. There is some little, you know, isolated incidents here and there. But this is predominantly their culture. Sorry, if it's okay for everybody to say bad culture is black culture, is nigger culture, then goddamn that kind of behavior and incest and bestiality, rape and all that crazy shit, oh, that's definitely predominantly in your culture. Let's just keep it a fucking hundred. That's a lot in their culture, like innately and bred it, like branded into your fucking culture, okay? And y'all love it. Y'all make jokes about it. So you rather F a child in their ass than to win the lottery. And that's not taken literally. Gotta play with your intelligence. These people, some of these people are fucking weird. Plain and simple. We're dealing with weird individuals here. I love my culture. It's just the negative shit is always highlighted. But we have a beautiful, beautiful culture that really sticks to a lot of morals. A lot of morals, and kids are left out. Again, we have our own shit going on, our little isolated things that do be happening, but it's not predominantly in our culture like that. We got a lot to work on. But come on, fam. Anyway.
Sorry, it's not a retweet. It's a direct tweet.
I don't finish. No, but it's in quotes, like there's a quotation mark before and after the sentence, right?
Yeah, it is quotations.
Right. I mean, that was, I remember like a big thing for us at that time, and it feels crazy having to explain this all these years later, but a big thing for us was like we all had the notifications on for our phone. So we would all be like at the bar, we would all be hanging out or whatever, and somebody would say something crazy, and then somebody would tweeted immediately because all of our phones would buzz at the same exact time. And I just remember that, like, that was a big thing for us at the time, was just saying the, like, putting shit in quotes and just saying the most offensive shit, whatever. So,
you know,
I know it looks crazy, but it's also like, I really hope nobody actually thinks that these are like real things that, like, so, I don't know, like, I have to imagine that you guys don't even think that that's something that I actually said seriously, right?
Hey, Reed, hold on one second. Hold on one second. Hey, everybody that's on stage, if you watch on stage to vibe with us for now. So right now we just, you know, talking to Adam. So if CEO talking or Adam is talking or I'm talking, you have to stay muted for a minute, you know what I'm saying, so we can get through this. Then, you know, we greatly appreciate it. Hey, Reed, I just have one tweet that I just want to say. I just want to ask him. It wasn't during bar hours or nothing like that. It simply just says, let's fuck kids. And this was at 3:30 in the afternoon.
That's the one I already explained. If you go to YouTube and you search let's fuck the kids, it'll come up right away. It's like it's a line from a comedy that we thought was really funny at the time. So, I mean, you could watch like a two-minute clip and understand the joke, but it's from this famous TV show that nobody really remembers anymore, apparently.
Okay. You have one, no quotations, right? It says, I would almost rather sexually harass than have sex.
Right. Yeah, that was a joke. You know, part of that joke, I remember, was a reference to this old song that we used to think was hilarious back in the day. Was the name of the song was, I got an office job for the sole purpose of sexually harassing women, which is obviously terrible. And, you know, especially in this modern day age, that's like, comes off as like the most terrible thing ever. But you know, at the time it was like everything was just fucking offensive ass edgy humor. And like, it almost makes me wonder with you guys, like, what, like, I personally think that cancel culture is bad. I personally think that the world would be.
This dude is so weird. And I meant to mention, so I could take this off the screen. His dad worked for the Clintons to help them get an office. But then he got arrested, something like that, for, he was arrested for voter fraud. And when the Clintons got into office, they pardoned him. So you come from a background of shady shit. Okay? Master manipulator. And always have an answer for everything. And he's quick with the answers. Everything is a joke. It's these people is just weird. I'm sorry.
It'd be better if people felt more comfortable making offensive jokes, or if people felt more comfortable joking with their friends and bringing that to the internet without getting torn apart for it or whatever. So, you know, I am happy to sit here and explain every last one, but I also just like want to kind of explore what the desire to even like talk about 10-year-old tweets is. Like, obviously, if there was something in my
life, because we're offended. Like, we offended. We support No Jumper. We watch it.
I got kids too, but I still understand like the concept of a joke or the concept of
the concept of raping kids, man. That's a fucking joke. Well, since he got a daughter, would he mind if the man sit in his presence and look at his daughter and say, like, quote for quote, say the same things to his daughter that he put in those tweets? Will he feel comfortable? Or say this around your kid, not even directly towards her, just to you. How would you feel about that? Or that would be normal to you? Or would you think something is wrong with this dude? He got something up his sleeve and you can't leave any children around him. This is playing with your intelligence, people. My mom told me a long time ago, don't play with my fucking intelligence. And that stuck with me for a long time, because when she say that, and I say one more thing that's a lie, I'm getting fucked up. So I take that seriously. This nigga is literally playing with people's intelligence and trying to deflect and make you feel like something wrong with you for taking offense to it. Have humor, dude. Come on, tasteless humor. Get the fuck out of here. Talking about children? Raping children? Molesting children? Sexually harassing children, that is something that you should joke about. Edgy humor, nah, this nigga, come on, man, nah. And let me share my screen, look at the tweets, and then I'm ghost. Come on now. Let's go to this tweets. All right, let's read some. Oh, wrong one. Hold on. I mean, it's the same, but it's another one. Hold on. I'm really starting to shut down now. I feel that shit right there. Well, right here. If y'all ain't donate, at least hit that like button while you're here. Hit the like button, please. Thank you very much in advance. Please hit that like button. So it says, I was 11 when I got my first boner. Oh, not that one. So you're saying you wouldn't suck an 11-year-old penis? What's another one? Please check your children's candy carefully. I just heard about some sicko giving out rough CDs. Yeah. Some other shit he was saying. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Sin, blah, blah, blah. If I ever catch you calling J. Cole again, I'm going to slap you. Hold on. What would you rather get your child, Xanax or Russ? Who says stuff like that, family? Just letting you know, fuck y'all. My advice to young girls out there, sleep with much, much older men. That's the shit I come from. What's with all these cute little girls adding me? Send me a message so I know who you are. What's another one? J. just beat the shit out of a girl at the bar because she swiped left on. It was more to that. It was way more worse shit. I would rather bang a 15-year-old in the ass than to be president. I'd rather bang a 15-year-old in the ass than win the lottery. Don't take that literal. Right, that made no sense. It was a joke, right? Yeah, okay. It's more, but I mean, y'all definitely got a taste of what this guy is really about. Can any and all high school students stop following me on Instagram? I have enough temptation in my life as is. You see that shit? You see that? Come on. These niggas is weirdos, man. Please check your children's candy. I read that. Look, at the end of the day, these niggas is weirdos, man. You got to definitely watch out, watch your kids, and all of those things, man. Yeah, he needs to be canceled. Like, I'm really sad right now. I can't even